This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine is apparently underway. The defense team for 24 Ukrainian sailors captured by Russia off the coast of Crimea last year told the French news agency AFP that all 24 would be released. Russian President Vladimir Putin said this week an exchange would be a huge step toward normalizing relations with Ukraine. There was no word on who would be released to Russia in the swap. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun using its arrays of advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a pact President Trump abandoned well over a year ago. Iran also warned Europe it has little time left to offer new terms to allow the country to sell its crude oil abroad, despite the tough U.S. sanctions regime against it. The Indian Space Research Organization says it's lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 moon lander minutes before it was to make a critical touchdown on the lunar surface. Millions in India stayed awake to watch live images of the planned soft landing that was to place the lander on the unexplored south pole of the moon around 2 a.m. local time today. Kay Sivan is the chief of the space organization.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometer. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The spacecraft entered the moon's orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey from Earth. Success would have made India only the fourth country other than the United States, Russia, and China to put a space vessel on the moon and the third to operate a robotic rover on the lunar surface. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian continues to move up the Atlantic coast toward Canada with sustained winds of 150 kilometers an hour. This after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas, where the final death toll could be staggering. The international community has ramped up efforts to assist in the Bahamas. The hurricane hit the islands as an extremely powerful Category 5 storm, and an estimated 70,000 people are in need of immediate humanitarian relief. And Bahamian officials say hundreds, if not thousands, of people are still missing. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian will continue to produce life-threatening storm surges and dangerous winds as it approaches Nova Scotia. Meanwhile, the parent agency of the U.S. National Weather Service is defending President Trump for his inaccurate tweets about a Dorian threat to the state of Alabama, a claim widely ridiculed as bogus. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Sunday, after President Trump had tweeted Alabama was going to be hit hard by Hurricane Dorian, a spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the current forecast path of Dorian does not include Alabama. That was Sunday. Now the agency says President Trump was right in his tweet and that the information that he was provided demonstrated tropical storm force winds could impact Alabama.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Taliban militants have staged an attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. No immediate word about casualties. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American and a Romanian were killed in action in Kabul, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing on Thursday in Kabul that it claimed killed foreign and Afghan military personnel. Here in the United States, federal prosecutors say actress Felicity Huffman should spend time in prison for her role in the college admission scandal. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has our report.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, in a filing before a judge, says Felicity Huffman's sense of entitlement, or at least moral cluelessness, facilitated by wealth and insularity, led her to buy a fake SAT score for her daughter. And because of that, she should spend a month in jail when sentenced next Friday for paying $15,000 for someone to correct her daughter's SAT answers. Her lawyers say she should get probation, a fine, and community service. In her letter she wrote to the judge, Huffman says she had talked herself into believing she was giving her daughter a fair shot at school, only to betray her and fail her family. I'm Tim McGuire.
Once again, to stay up to date on all the day's news, day or night, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.